This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you're just waking up, getting ready for the day, it's cold. I mean, I'd almost say dress warmly inside your house. Because, it's warm. I'll tell you, going out yesterday, you were thinking, all right, this, I guess it can't be all bad. Well, it was freezing. So that is definitely not fun. But, it's the time of year, right? It's kind of what we're dealing with. So definitely dress warm if you're going out there. Think spring. Think about the things that we can start doing. We've been talking about the different aspects of starting seeds indoors. We've talked about the soil. We've talked about the heat, the lighting. We've talked about the pots, whichever you like to use. Now, another very important aspect of growing indoors are heat mats, or the temperature of the soil. Now, most areas, right, there, most places that you're using this, and you're using it in your house, it might be in the basement, but you're most likely looking at the temperatures around like 68, 69, 70, those types of things, right? Sometimes if it's a basement that you're using, it's probably going to be a little bit less than that, maybe 66, 67, 68. But you get the point, right? Now, there are a number of different suggestions out there for, the range of temperature to germinate seeds, right? The majority of them all are between 75 and 80 to 75 and 85, right? So now if you think about it, you keep your, say you're working in the basement for just purposes of discussion here, and you keep the basement at 68 degrees. Well, you need to warm up that soil. You need to warm up everything to get it going to grow the way you want to, right? So a heat mat, and they come in different sizes, shapes, that you can use and put underneath the growing, the pots, whichever you're using, can actually add up to about 18 degrees, maybe sometimes 20 degrees in temperature, bringing the soil temperature up into the 80s. So what does that mean for you? Now, if you were, a lot of the vegetables, like as an example, a pepper, it will take 12 days to germinate at the 68 degrees. Maybe, you know, a little, maybe 70. But when it gets to those higher temperatures, it'll actually germinate in 8 days. So it'll improve how quickly it germinates because of that heat rate. So, again, how high can you get it? A lot of these heat mats can add 18 to 20 degrees. Now, the higher you get it, obviously, the quicker it will germinate. But a lot of plants have ideal temperatures. So that's another thing to look into, right? The ideal temperature range for the different seeds to germinate. So that's something else to research, to look at. A lot of our plants, the ideal or the realistic temperatures are in the low 70s. But if you can warm them up a bit, it helps them germinate quicker, right? So seed mats are definitely worth it to get germination quicker. Does it help them become more healthy? I mean, there's no real evidence that says health, it's going to help with the health. But what it's going to do is help promote new growth. So, I mean, you could turn this into and say, yeah, it does keep them healthier, but there's no real effects for the health other than helping them grow a little bit quicker. You know, again, take a look at the heat mat and say, all right, what does it say on the box? What does it say online? What do the reviews say? How high will it move the temperatures up? Because they do range depending upon the variety. But the base is you got to know what temperature you kind of keep your growing area at. And if it's cooler, you're going to be looking for something that's going to have a little bit higher temperatures for you. So those are some of the things to also be thinking about. It's not just about the soil. It's not just about the growing lights. It's about the heat mat as well. They make so many different styles out there. They even have some that can go right on a windowsill. Right? Put it right on the windowsill so you're getting the natural light from outside. Plus the warmth. So really, there's a lot to it. I mean, it's not something where it's like so hard to deal with. It's actually pretty easy once you take a look at it and learn about it. I guess it's easier said than done for somebody who's been in the industry for years upon years. But you get what I'm saying. When you look at it and research it, all these things are going to help take care of your plants for the long term. So think about the soil. Think about the pots that you use. Think about the lighting. And then think about heat for when it's just the soil for the seeds. So those are some things that I want you to take out of this if you can. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Pittsfield, Mass.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you, sir. I just have a question about a zygote cactus.
Okay.
I only have one. It's a very healthy, but it's always grown lopsided, irregular. Is it okay to shape it?
Now, when you say it's only grown, is that side closest to like a window?
No, I've been moving it around, so that
okay.
Gets this, yeah.
So it's really only just growing on one side. Is that one side? Do you see any damage? Do you see any other like issues?
No, it's very healthy.
Okay. So it is something you can shape. You know, it's probably, you know, most likely already flowered or is finishing up its flowering at this point. Is that what?
Yeah, it was totally in bloom, I'd say, through November.
Okay.
It's just back now to the, leaf.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So a couple things you can be doing at this time. You can prune it. It's not a problem. These can be pruned throughout the year, but usually I always like to do them after the fact that they've been, they've flowered, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that way you get to enjoy the flower, and then you can build from there. Now, this would be the time that if you want to do some cuttings and create more of these plants, perfect time, because you're going to be pruning it, obviously, and you can prune it back by a third to create like a bushier plant, but you can use those cuttings to create new ones. So you definitely can shape it. That's not a problem.
Okay.
You're going to want to cut back to where basically the end of a leaf structure is. We don't want to cut in the middle of a leaf structure. You can take a look at it and see. You don't want to cut directly in the middle of one of the leaves. You want to cut above or below.
Okay.
And that's, the typical way to do it. Now, like I said, you can cut a third of it. But if it's one side, I would still cut the whole thing. And, I have a little bit more to tell you, but we're hitting a break. So why don't you hang tight for me? On the other side of the break, I'll give you a little bit more information so we can get that fuller for you. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were speaking with Bob in regards to his zygote cactus, also known as Christmas cactus or Thanksgiving cactus, etc. But zygote cactus is the name for it. So the issue was, is one side wasn't doing as well, one side was doing great. Can you prune it back? Can you cut it back? What can you do? So, we do want to prune the entire plant here. Maybe one side, the nicer side, we're going to be doing a little bit, more pruning than the other side. It's easier than you think to prune these. So you can actually use your hands to prune them versus using, pruners or something. What you do is they consider them segments, right? So the leaf junction can be like half an inch to an inch. You want to take a couple of them. You can actually put your fingers on either side of the segment. And some will use a thumbnail to push through, or you can twist, depending upon, the strength of the plant. But one of the reasons why I wanted you to hang on and discuss this a little bit more is, well, we're looking the whole thing to fill out. We don't, you want one side right now is not doing as well as the other. So what I would suggest doing is on the side that is doing well, we prune back a little bit more. So maybe it's taking 3 segments out, right? Versus on the side where it's not doing as well, it hasn't filled out, you just take 1. Because we want to prune that side to rejuvenate it or make the plant realize we want more growth coming out of there. So by doing this, by pruning in that section, you're letting the plant know we want you to grow here. We want to prune both sides because of the fact that, it's already, I don't want to call it lopsided, but you get the idea. So we don't want one side just to stay huge and the other side to look even smaller. Now you can use those segments to grow new plants. What I would suggest doing is, now that you've done the pruning, keep the side that's a little bit smaller closer to the light. Get more light for that side to try and push more growth.
Okay.
I'd also look at using like a liquid fertilizer, you know, that has a little bit more phosphorus in it, right? To try and promote some more growth, root growth, but also leaf growth. So that would be the middle number. Something that you can find that has a little bit higher. A lot of times it'll say bloom booster, right? But the bloom booster, if you really look at it, bloom booster, if you use it while it's flowering, it'll boost the blooms to last longer. Whereas if you do it when it's just leaves, it's going to help promote more leaf growth, right? So it's also going to help more root development, which leads to more leaf and flower growth. So pruning the whole thing, even though one side is smaller, is key. Putting the smaller side towards the light, and then fertilizing with a bloom booster. You know, maybe every couple weeks, every 3 weeks. The plants don't grow as much during the colder period, but if we're, you know, pruning something is going to shock a plant into trying to regrow. Because the goal of a plant is almost always to go to seed, and we can stop the going to seed by pruning it back and doing these types of things. So it's definitely can be done to get it bigger. You just need to almost focus on that side a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
No problem, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about 30 seconds before the break. But, you know, don't be afraid of pruning something, even though one side is smaller than the other. You still need to prune both sides to promote that new growth on the side you're looking for. So, just a few key things to do. If you have some questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dallas area officials are confirming that all the captives who were involved in a hostage situation at a synagogue are now safe and the suspect is dead. A police spokesman saying very little else about that suspect or the possible motive.
And I specifically will not answer specific questions about the subject. There's a lot of information out there already about the subject, and we really don't want to jeopardize any potential investigation or any investigative leads into his motives or his potential associates.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says he wants big changes in the care of the mentally ill after an Upper West Side woman is pushed by someone into the path of a subway train and dies. Over 70 million people are under winter weather advisories and alerts as a winter storm is heading into the eastern and southern United States. And this is USA Radio News. Without coming out and confirming it, former President Donald Trump was sounding like he's running for the White House in 2024. He held a rally in Arizona last night in which he slammed the Biden administration on, well, almost everything, especially its pandemic response.
We gave Joe Biden every tool he could want, yet he still completely failed. The virus evolved and the strategy failed to evolve, and it just didn't evolve with the virus. He's incapable of keeping up.
About $1 million worth of jewelry has been heisted from actress Lori Loughlin. TMZ says burglars broke into her L.A. area home and made off with her jewelry on January 3rd when the actress and her husband were not at home. And police say the suspects dressed in black wore masks and smashed a bedroom window to get in. The theft was discovered by a housekeeper. No injuries were reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And well, the temperature hasn't changed. It's still cold out there. It's definitely frigid. So might be a good day to stay indoors and enjoy the time indoors, because I'll tell you, whoo, took the dog out this morning, and she kind of looked back at me and said, really? Can I just go inside? But, yeah, no, that's, she was out real quick and back in there, but it's 1 degree still, going to stay cold most of this week, warm up just a little bit because of the, you know, the storm that's coming through. We're actually going to get a little bit more rain than snow originally thought. But, man, it's cold out there. So we're really thinking about what to do indoors. We've been talking about a number of different things, you know, from soil to seed to, you know, heating to light, etc. And I definitely, these are all things we should be thinking about now. You know, especially if you're, you know, we talked about looking ahead for your seed and saying, well, it takes this much time for them to grow indoors. Well, make sure you have the right lighting. This would be the time to order it, to get it in. And we all know the supply chain issues out there. I think that's, you know, the number two story out there. We all know what the number one story is. But it takes some time for us to get some of these items now. You know, not everything is here the next day. So take a look at getting the lighting, getting the heat mats. I mean, you want to order something and get it? Go to a local garden center. I can tell you the greenhouses are going to be 70 degrees today. Beats being inside, outside, right? But go to the local garden center, walk around, look at the tropical plants, look at the different plants, look at what they're getting ready for spring, and get ready for spring, because that is so important to be thinking about now and saying, all right, this is what we're going to do. So I recommend it. You know, most garden centers with greenhouses, like I said, 70 degrees right now in there. They probably aren't open yet, but you get the idea. You can walk around and feel like you're in Florida. You know, my mom is down in Florida, and we were talking the other day. And at the end of the conversation, just before, she's like, oh, you're going to be cold this weekend. I was like, what? Yeah, I know we are, but it's like, well, they mention it on the news all the time down here, how cold it's going to be up there. It's like, okay, all right. It's a typical Florida conversation, right? Somehow, when it snows, they let us know about it. I remember when my dad was around, if he was in Florida at the house down there and it was snowing up here, he'd always call us, how's it going? Oh, man, it's too hot down here. That's a typical situation, right? But, you know, that's what it is right now. It's actually all across. It's pretty cold out there. So hopefully you're staying indoors and staying warm. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, last week we had Karen on from Natural Alternative, talked about ice melt. This is another thing I'd be, you know, thinking about doing. We're going to have the rain and snow in the next couple of days here. In different parts of New England, we'll get snow. Some will get rain. But the fact of the matter is it's going to warm up tomorrow for the snow, rain. And what's going to happen? It means there's going to be a little bit of melting snow, which means there's that residual effect of ice at night. So if we get some warm temperatures during the day and then it freezes, ice is reforming. So we want to make sure we have the product. Now, right now I'm looking at the temperatures for the week. Wednesday, where I am, is supposed to warm up, get 40 degrees. And then the next day is going to be 30 with a low of 8. So that means all the melting that's happening can create ice patches everywhere. So we want to have the right ice melt. But why do I bring this up? Wednesday. Now, if you were to order ice melt today or tomorrow morning, you're most likely in our area going to get it for Wednesday, Thursday. Should be prepared for that to help keep you safe. So multiple styles, multiple sizes. There, the Natural Alternative ice melt, right, is the one that will go all the way down to negative 16. And you might be saying, oh, if we don't get to negative 16, well, whew, we've been having some of those temperatures lately. But this one is safer for lawns. The runoff from the ice melt won't brown the grass or the plants, won't hurt aquatic life, and it's actually safer for your pets, you know. Pets with rock salt getting on your pet's paws or any of the wildlife that's out there maybe walking through can really affect them long term. So we don't want that to happen. So that would be using the ice melt product from Natural Alternative in three sizes, a 9-pound shaker jug, a 20-pound, and a 40-pound bag. Last week when Karen was on here, she was saying, you know, the 9-pound shaker jug was not available. They didn't have a lot. They must have gotten the shipment because I'll tell you right now, online, it says they have it. So perfect. But then they have their CMA blend, right? Their CMA formula has no chloride, so it's less corrosive than tap water. This is one where if you have put in a new patio, you've put concrete anywhere around the house, in the yard. This is for something that's 30 days after insulation, right? The regular ice melt, you need a year of it being down or being cured. Whereas this CMA product can go down after 30 days and not affect your concrete. That's big because the past couple of years we've been all, you know, redoing outside, inside, all those areas. if you put the concrete down, you don't want to ruin it. It's expensive. So the CMA is the way to go for that. What the CMA does is it breaks it down a bit more, makes the snow lighter, drier, which is, you know, hard to do. But it also improves attraction and removal. So this one only goes down to 15 degrees, but it creates like an oatmeal-type substance when it's, you know, very minimal snow and the ice. So it's easier to remove. Why do we talk about ice melt other than the snow, etc.? Well, do you know that the average slip, trip, or fall from ice can cost you $28,000? Obviously, we have insurance, and you have to pay for some of that. But that's just your medical bills. That's not loss of time from work or family. That's not, you know, all the other aspects of it. I want to say 4 years ago at this point, my mom went out. There was black ice. She was just bringing the trash barrels out. Slipped on her back. Ambulance had to come, bring her. She broke her back. The amount of time and money that it cost her and my father was just incredible amounts. You know, to this point, to this day, you know, for her sitting four long periods, so if she were to drive somewhere, there's going to be pain. And those things happen. Now, ice melt will help protect you from some of that. But black ice is one of those hard ones. But still, you get the point. Using these products is definitely the way to go. And one of the great things about natural alternatives, ice melt, is it goes further. So you can buy a 50-pound bag of rock salt, and you're probably done with it on the first storm or two storms. Whereas a lot of the melt that you get from natural alternatives is, you're using less of the product. Now for that CMA, 3 pounds per 500 square feet. So 10-foot wide driveway, 50-foot long, 3 pounds. So you get a 9-pound shaker jug, three storms. A 30-pound bag, 10 storms. We don't tend to have more than 10 storms in our area per winter, but you never know. But think about it. Would you rather buy one bag, or would you rather buy 30 bags, right? I mean, think about it. So a bag of rock salt is going to take up most of your driveway, that 500 square feet. So just like to talk about it a bit. We've had issues in the past and how we can help it. So that's something to think about. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we'll get into it before the break and then possibly bring them on the other side. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Karen is in New Mexico.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Okay, Paul.
Good morning.
Paolo, what's your name in Spanish?
I'm sorry?
Your name in Spanish is Paolo. Paolo.
Paolo?
Or Pablo, yeah.
Okay.
The Rock.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Maybe it's just the connection we have.
Okay, I understand.
Now, how can we help you today?
I'm wanting to know about the atmospheric. I have a very dry home, and my voice is dry. Would a humidifier help? And until I get plants. I bought plants and I root rot them. I heard you and I put them in the sink, and I just wanted to do that. Yep. I have wrong. So would it be good to get a humidifier?
I definitely.
Take the dryness out of here?
I definitely think so, because with our plants, they want the humidity.
Right.
They want that moisture in the air to help each other. Now,
and
they don't...
Also, with the dryness, those nasal passages, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm
right there. Tropical in here.
I'm right there with you. I have some of those issues myself.
But... I hear you sniffling. I know it's a joke. I know. You're sniffling, too. It's just this place is very nice. It's very sealed.
Yep.
And that's not in... It's just... I mean, the sun, I don't even see. It's wonderful. And for an artist, you know, the lighting, but it is so tight, it's dry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, and I wake up with this nasal. I got these things, the saline to moisture, but I wake up every day with some mucus. But I'm going to get a humidifier, so it's tropical in here.
I definitely think that's the way to go. Group the plants together.
Right.
And then use it.
My friend told me they love each other, yeah.
Yeah, they will feed off of each other. They will thrive from it. It's definitely the way to go.
And I named them. I have Verdiva, Verlaine, all green names.
Awesome.
And Esmeralda. All of them have names for my kids, you know. They're creatures. They're creatures.
All right, Karen, I appreciate it.
Okay.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen. She was asking some questions about, you know, should I get a humidifier, not only to help herself, but to help her plants. And you've probably heard me talk about it a number of times, but it is very important to have humidity in the air for your houseplants. You want that moisture in the air around them to help them thrive. Doesn't have to be a humidifier, right? How else can we do it? Well, you can buy one of those plastic trays, the ones that have the higher sides on them versus the regular saucers that you might use for some of your plants. Fill it about halfway with rocks. And then fill it with water. Now, one suggestion, and I kind of really thought about it, was don't just grab rocks from like the driveway and throw them in there. Wash those rocks off. Get rid of the dirt. Get rid of all that. Because we're not looking for the dirt to hold in anything. We're looking for the rocks to be clean. And then the water evaporates from there, goes into the air around your plants. So we create our own humidity tray. So we can put it in, you know, center of our plants or the side of our plants to create that humidity. Grouping the plants together helps that humidity go to all of the plants versus just what it's close to, right? Grouping the plants, I've said this a million times, but I just like to reiterate it. They basically feed off of each other. They're not physically feeding. They're not getting fertilizer from each other, but they're helping each other by creating that humidity around them so that they can all grow. So it's definitely worth looking into. Your humidifier takes that out for you. That's definitely something to look at. So, you know, humidity is one of the key elements in growing indoor houseplants that we don't really think about as much. We think about the sunlight, we think about watering, we think about the temperatures, we think about all those things. But humidity is one of the lost elements for growing your houseplants. So definitely look into it. Multiple ways to do it. Another nice, easy way, but you're going to be doing it constantly, just getting a spray bottle that mists, spraying it on the plants or in the air around it to create that humidity. Obviously, you got to know which plants you have. Ones that don't like water on top of them, we're definitely not misting. Like an African violet, right? We're not going to be putting those in the area and misting or trying to keep moisture in there because the African violet doesn't like to get its leaves wet. It likes to be watered directly onto the soil, not from above. So that's not something we might put in there. But a lot of your tropical, like, foliage-type plants, they're looking for moisture. So definitely look at getting some sort of humidity in there. And, you know, adding some of that moisture to the air can help you as well. Those added bonuses. So I appreciate the call, Karen, as it is another element to our growing indoors that we've been discussing today. We talked about soil, talked about pots, talked about light, we talked about heat. Humidity is another one. Once our plants start growing, humidity is another one. I mean, look at, if you go to a garden center and you're looking at growing trays or like a kit, a lot of them will have that plastic cover that goes over the tray. Why is that? Warms it up, creates humidity, helps the growing. So there's a lot of elements to getting the plants the way you want them to. Now, by getting this information, you kind of know, all right, yeah, I do need this, or I don't need this. So look at it. Look into what you're doing now to get ready, because it can take some time to get some of these things. Some of our local garden centers are just getting this product in. So as they put it out, you'll be able to work with it. So definitely, if you have time today and you want to stay warm, go into a garden center that has a greenhouse. I bet it's 70 degrees in there. Anyways, we're going to hit a break here. Give us a call with any questions. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.